With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. How is the U.S. economy doing? Bill Alexander reports with the government shutdown over now, Americans are looking forward to some reliable information.
The Labor Department will release its numbers on September hiring and unemployment next Thursday, a month and a half late, marking the beginning of the end of the data drought caused by the 43-day federal government shutdown. The statistical blackout meant that the Federal Reserve, businesses, policymakers, and investors have largely been in the dark about inflation, job creation, GDP growth, and other measures of the U.S. economic health since late summer.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. The administration has announced trade frameworks with four Central and South American countries.
The White House says it has come to terms with Argentina, Ecuador, El Salvador, and Guatemala. The trade frameworks are aimed at boosting the ability of American companies to sell industrial and agricultural products in those countries. The deals haven't been finalized, but are expected to be signed within about 2 weeks.
And that is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. The 59-year-old CEO of Walmart, Doug McMillon, is stepping down.
McMillon plans to step down on January 31st, 2026. His successor, John Furner, the head of Walmart's U.S. operations, will take over the very next day. Walmart shares fell 3% immediately in pre-market trading after the news of the unexpected leadership change. Unlike Amazon's Jeff Bezos and Tesla's Elon Musk, McMillon isn't a household name, but he's played a key role in the U.S. economy. Walmart's performance is a barometer of consumer spending given its size. The company maintains that more than 150 million customers shop on its website or in its stores every week. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Tamer Mindich has been named as a mastermind behind a $100 million embezzlement scheme in Ukraine. An investigation by an anti-corruption agency made that revelation today. This is SRN News. A famous Bible verse could get you in trouble in the United Kingdom.
Mick Fleming, a British pastor, has the full text of John 3:16 printed on the side of the van he drives, and he was recently warned by a police officer that he could be charged with a hate crime. Fleming, who posted the interaction with the cop on social media, says the officer politely warned him that the verse could spark a complaint by a citizen and could land him in court. The UK has stringent hate crimes laws that many say are infringing on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, has launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments by incoming Mayor Zoran Mamdani. The ADL says the goal is to protect Jewish residents across the five boroughs during a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York. Many Jews are concerned about Mamdani, who is a harsh critic of Israel and has voiced support for Palestinian radicals. This is SRN News. It's no secret that Americans are angry about high prices, but the Unleash Prosperity Hotline urges them to direct that anger in the right direction.
The newsletter points out that in Trump 1.0, inflation was at 1.9%, basically flat. Under Joe Biden, it averaged 5%, and now in President Trump's second term, it's averaging 2.7%. Unleashed Prosperity says this flies in the face of claims that President Trump is creating an affordability crisis.
It's Ken Lorman reporting, and economist Steve Moore says Americans are struggling with just how much things really do cost.
There is an affordability issue out there, no question about it, and it really dates back to January of 2021 when Joe Biden was inaugurated as president.
Moore told the Salem Radio Network the Biden administration drove prices higher with out-of-control spending. More at SRNnews.com.